including visitors and a tour guide. We get the story from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Jordanian officials say the attacker knifed a number of tourists and their tour guide at the ancient city of Jerash, a popular archaeological site in northern Jordan. The country's public security directorate says the attacker also stabbed a policeman who tried to stop him. The wounded were taken to a hospital and the attacker arrested. A national newspaper reports the tourists were Mexican and suffered serious wounds. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg today commemorated the 30th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall. Outside the city's NATO offices, he said both Germany and the alliance had made immense progress over the past three decades.
And standing here today in front of these pieces of the Berlin Wall is the time to remember how far we have come. Together in just a generation. A city, a country, a continent, our transatlantic alliance transformed.
United Nations inspectors are in Iran in the wake of Tehran's announcement it's decided to inject uranium gas into centrifuges at one of its nuclear sites. It is the latest move away from the six-nation Iran nuclear agreement, which the United States abandoned well over a year ago. The injection process speeds up the production of high-grade nuclear material from uranium. Two Iraqi protesters were reportedly killed overnight in renewed street clashes in the Shiite holy city of Karbala. In Baghdad, Iraqi security forces today fired live bullets into the air to disperse demonstrators gathered on a bridge in central Baghdad. Meanwhile, the U.S. Embassy there has called on the government to engage seriously and urgently with Iraqi citizens who are demanding reform. From Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. State Department's third-ranking official is expected to tell House impeachment investigators today there were political reasons for the agency's